Your Steve Jones Show podcast is loading now. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Sunbury Motors, North 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Welcome you to the Steve Jones Show, News Radio 1070 WKOK. You can find us at stevejonesshow.com, also on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter at Steve Jones PSU. And if you miss any of our shows live, you can always go to the podcast page at stevejonesshow.com. If you want to listen to us live, you can always download our WKOK app. Just search WKOK in iTunes, Google Play, Apple App Store. We've got all the digital tools you need to keep track of what we have going on. We hope you had a terrific holiday weekend as we come to you today from the Sunbury Motors Studio.
Yes, terrific. Kenny Albert today. Matt Leon today. So we'll talk about the Phillies with Matt. Stanley Cup Final with Kenny Albert. Kim Jones from NFL Network on Thursday. So I have a lot going on the show. And, all right. There's a lot to talk about. Let's do the part where let's just get it out of the way. Okay? There are moments on the show, and those moments are few and far between, where we appease the suit. Sunday is racing's biggest day, and it didn't help the sport at all. I'm sorry. It's the 100th running of the Indianapolis 500, and you had an American win it. But the problem is that most Americans don't know Alexander Rossi, A, races, and B, is an American. He's from California. At a time where they needed a star to win it, it happened to be that time, and they didn't get it. And the fact that the dude's running out of gas at the end doesn't help either. And then the 600-mile race. First of all, the Formula One race starts the day off. And like the next time that you see a car passed in Formula One, Sean, will be the first time you've ever seen a car passed in Formula One. I mean, I'm sorry. Those dudes don't pass.
Too wide and F1 don't mix.
I mean, once you get to the front, the only possible way you can lose is to really, really screw up. I mean, you have to be an idiot to lose once you take the lead. Then the IndyCar race, yeah, I mean, they're out there and they're, the excitement of all the passing, the speed, the whole thing. But then to have it won like that, and by somebody nobody knows, it's not his fault, he won. But nobody knows who he is. And you need name recognition in sports. Then the 600-mile race, like, okay. You kept waiting for it to rain. So, all right. Did we cover that enough?
Yeah, and there you had one guy that led 588 miles of the 600. Martin Truex Jr. breaking a mileage record there.
I mean, He might as well have been Formula One.
Jimmy Johnson got a lap or two there, but that was about it. No one could catch him. Yeah.
Nope. Just that good. All right. So now we got that out of the way. Good. Oh, boy. All right.
Speaking of the suit, over under between him and I, the amount of times you were at the golf course over the holiday weekend, I had the over under at 3.
Exactly 3.
Bingo.
Friday night, I did nothing but the yard. I cut it. I trimmed it. I trimmed trees. I probably put about 3 to 4 hours of work in Friday on the yard. Saturday, I played 18 holes in the evening. Dave Baker and I went out Sunday during the Indianapolis 500. The suit kept texting me about what was going on. So I sent back some texts about, you know, this race has set racing back. You mentioned something about Will Power's penalty, and I said that was a bad call. I finally texted him. I said, you do know I'm on the golf course. I have no idea what's going on in the race. So I just want to make sure you know I'm kidding you here. And then I went out and played 18 holes yesterday. So, yeah. That was... Yes, I hit it 3 times. I'm considering going tonight, but I think...
Actually, it's going to be a beautiful night tonight. Not going to be as humid as it was over the weekend.
Yeah, I know, but there's also the possibility of then having to explain that I'm going back to the golf course again. It's more like, you're going out again? Really? Because I'm playing in a charity tournament coming up on Friday. I'm playing in the Coaches versus Cancer tournament. And...
14 is just driving me nuts. We got to make this right before Friday.
No, the only problem I'm having on 14 is that the last couple I hooked it. And if I don't hook it, I've got it. So, but I'm trying to hit it. It's 142 yards. I'm trying to hit a gap wedge in. So, which drives Kevin insane. He's the only guy I've ever played golf with that complains what clubs I hit. All right, he'll go out there and he'll hit, I don't know, let's pick one. He'll hit a 4-iron, and I'll hit like a gap wedge. Right? Or some wedge. And he'll complain to me that I'm hitting the wedge. I'm like, it doesn't matter. Everybody's game's different. If I hit a 4-iron, I'm going to be past the green. We're all different. That's what makes the game great. It's been great. It's been great later in life exercise for me. I enjoy it. So now after the first 6 holes yesterday, I wasn't enjoying it. I shot 31 over the first 6, and I'm sitting like, I can't get anything going here. I can't. And then I shot 51 the last 12. So, you don't know. Sometimes you just start hitting it. All right. Vern Lundquist is going to be leaving CBS SEC football, the football part, at the end of the season. It was announced today that this will be his final season doing the SEC with Gary Danielson. He will continue to do the Masters and the NCAA basketball tournament. Brad Nessler, who just left ESPN, will take over the SEC package with Gary Danielson starting in the 2017 season. When they do doubleheaders on CBS, Nessler will do the other game this season, plus Brad will do the Sun Bowl, which Vern Lundquist had not been doing anyway. You can expect Brad Nessler to also show up, I think, in the NCAA basketball tournament. He's just that good. You also will continue to see Vern Lundquist do the NCAA basketball tournament and the Masters. But Vern's 75 now. So he is, and you've seen now a lot of moves. Listen to all the moves that have been made. Mike Tirico leaves ESPN for NBC. He'll take over Thursday Night Football. He'll work with Chris Collinsworth. Heather Cox is leaving ESPN. She's going to become the sideline reporter for Thursday Night Football for NBC. Sean McDonough moves from the Big Ten package up to Monday Night Football to replace Tirico. That then breaks up his work with Chris Spielman, which the two of them were outstanding. And Chris Spielman, who was on our show last week, goes to Fox. And as Chris told us on the show last week, and he told our listeners in no uncertain terms, he said, look, he said, you know, he says, Herb Street's really good. Blackledge is really good. He says, what's the best I can be there? Third at the moment? He says, I want to go someplace where I have a chance to be one. Well, at Fox, he has a chance to be number one. And so he made the move to Fox. So that's another move. Brad Nessler leaves the primetime game on ESPN, where he's paired with Todd Blackledge, takes the CBS job where he'll replace eventually Vern Lundquist. And Joe Tessitore goes from the SEC network to ESPN to work with Blackledge. Skip Bayless goes to Fox. Chris Berman evidently is exiting, but not retiring. This will be his last season doing the NFL work for ESPN, which is interesting. These are all big moves that have been made just this year. Then there'll be the contracts themselves. The networks are built these days, as we've said, around sports. Around the talking head thing is you have a lot of people that are involved in sports that watch shows. But you don't have a lot of people watching shows. I mean, a good show will have 250,000 to 400,000 people watching it on cable, as opposed to a game that has millions. And they're built. That's why for Fox, that's what Fox has been trying to do with FS1. They don't have enough quality properties on FS1 to pull it off. That's why they bid so much on the Big Ten. They're hoping that that's the signature property they're looking for. I'll give you an example: Root Sports or Comcast SportsNet. Comcast SportsNet has the Phillies. They have the Sixers. They have a little bit. They have Flyers too, right? I think they do. How much do you watch the talking head shows versus the games? Root Sports. I mean, can you tell me what the schedule on Root Sports is outside the Penguins and the Pirates? You can't. I know a lot of people put emphasis on the opinions that are put out there by, for the lack of a better word, the, quote, talking heads of the world. But most people aren't paying attention to it. They really aren't. Unlike this show. We'll come back. Tongue in cheek. We'll come back with more in a moment. By the way, our latest Facebook like. I wanted to at least get that in there. I want to thank them. We're getting more and more likes on Facebook all the time, which we appreciate very much. And I saw it earlier. Or is it? It is, yeah, Paul Sample. Paul, thank you. Appreciate it. So very, very nice. Thank you, Paul. We'll come back with more in a moment. Kenny Albert later today. And Matt Leon, KYW in Philadelphia. Later in the week, Kim Jones from NFL Network here on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Great to have you with us. Something that I talk about often, what makes a star? Well, stars are the ones that have the ability to come up with the biggest plays at the biggest moments. That's what makes you a star. I mean, my goodness, look at the great players in the history of the game that you know, and you see that You know, when the lights are the brightest, they're the ones making plays. You know, Julius Erving making spectacular plays in the playoffs, just like he does in the regular season. Steve Carlton, you know, was great, you know, when you needed him. Mike Schmidt was great. They finally get to the 80 World Series, and he has an unbelievable series. Roberto Clemente. Today's Roberto Clemente Day. Today's Roberto Clemente Day in Major League Baseball. Clemente, you look at what he played in five playoff series in his career. Five. Only one did he not hit. He was like 3 or 14. And all the other ones, he hit over 300. The World Series, he hit over 400. Sidney Crosby last night and Stephen Curry were unbelievably good. Crosby was the best player by a wide margin on the ice last night, to the point where I think he was also the second best player. He was really, really good. You could not wait for him to take his next shift. And EP was special last night. Curry? Again, Klay Thompson played really well, but doggone Curry played. That fourth quarter was tremendous. And the shot he took to put the game away, where he just kind of dribbled around, threw everybody one under the basket, came back out, killed some time. Oh, yeah, I got to throw up a shot, too. It's a 24-second shot clock. Bang! He had 36. It, you know, it's those. That's why you're a star. Now, stars also get the most criticism. There's no question about that. They get the most criticism because more is expected of you. You're the one that set the bar. You didn't walk in and tell everybody, hey, by the way, I just want to let you know I'm the star here. Your performance makes you the star. And what happens is that you then become your own standard bearer as to how good you happen to be. Crosby was great last night by any standard. Curry was great last night by any standard. But 2 weeks ago, when they were in the second round, maybe 3 weeks ago, they were in the second round of the NBA playoffs, I said Cleveland's going to win it. Well, I think the Cavaliers will win the series in six. I just think right now they're playing better than Golden State is. And Oklahoma City had Westbrook, Durant, and then whomever after that. These guys have Irving, who's completely healthy now. He's going to give them fits like Westbrook did. Kevin Love, and they've got that LeBron guy. I heard this morning a debate about how badly LeBron needs this to cement his legacy. Why do we talk about stupid things?
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Great to have you with us. I'm scrolling through the Facebook page. Great stuff on there, by the way. Lots of news, updated. Nice picture of Kenny Albert on there. Kenny will be on at 4:35 today. Matt Leon's on in the next half hour. And Sean's got Golden State on there. Penguins win game one. Nice story that Jennifer Wakeman did on the native of Sullivan County being in the Olympics. And then I get to this. It says you published it, but obviously under a, you couldn't have done this. Rookie racer Alexander Rossi wins Indianapolis 500.
I take full responsibility for that.
The suit posted that. You know you come on.
I cannot pin that on Mr. Herr.
Just use the logo, no picture. Wow. Well, okay. Well, we have to deal with that for another year. All right.
I figured if we'd have the play-by-play guy from ABC Sports, Alan Bestwick, which we had on last week, yeah, we got to at least post the winner. So,
oh, yeah. No, I agree. That's fine. That's fine. We were talking about all the moves that were made, but in broadcasting, well, now you've got the finals coming up, the NBA Finals, Golden State and Cleveland. I know, this is where I was talking to before about your network is built around games. Now, radio's different. Radio's a lot different than TV. Now, radio, you really build around a schedule, you know, drive time, and so forth. I mean, take for example, you know, McGranahan wants to post bad grades too. I'm like going, what? I kept thinking, Sean and I got a little guilty there for a second. We thought he was talking about us. But radio's different. You build it around when people drive in, when they drive home. It's a companion listening in the car. It's a companion listening at work or at home. It's all part of it. You try to come up with interesting guests, interesting topics, make the show move, get your opinion on what's going on, take your phone calls, get people active and involved, and it's very much a one-to-one medium. Television's a little bit different than all this. I mean, television's completely different. Yeah, we not only have the talk shows, but then we have live games. We have the Phillies and the Nationals coming up again tonight. Phillies are trying to snap that four-game losing streak. It's still a game over 500, but they're trying to snap that four-game losing streak. And we've got Penn State football, Penn State basketball. Eagle 107 has Bucknell football, basketball. We've got, you know, high school football. The Valley has Lewisburg. WMLP has Milton. 107 has Selins Grove. And, of course, here on News Radio 1070 WKOK, we have Shikellamy football. And so you build a schedule between, you know, what's in the morning, Mark Lawrence, what's in the afternoon, Steve Jones. Then we have a news block. Then we get into the evening sports. But television is different than that. Television is built around live sports. That's why you're seeing Fox put in the bid they did for the Big Ten. And what happens is that, in my opinion, there's so many ridiculous topics that are discussed, but you have 24 hours of stuff to talk about stuff. So you're trying to come up with stuff all the time. The latest one I saw was LeBron needs to win the championship to cement his legacy. Oh, for God, I hate legacy talk. I can't stomach it. I just think legacy talk to me is one of the dumber conversations you have. Because you have to be in it and around it to understand. That's what bothers me a little bit about, like, some reporters will talk about X has to cement his legacy. When they're covering a team every day, if you're covering a team every day, you're smart enough to know how hard it is to win. It's hard. I've talked about this many times. It's hard to win. Ask Eagle fans about that trophy case. I mean, I think Rick McLeish passed away today, didn't he? Today, yesterday? And he scored the game-winning goal when the Flyers won their first Stanley Cup in 1974 when they beat the Bruins in Game 6, a 1-0 win over the Bruins. Right? The Flyers won the next year. They haven't won the Cup since. The Sixers have the first overall draft pick. Again. And look at the Phillies. It's a marvelous start through 51 games, but they've lost four in a row. It's hard to win. And so to look at one guy and say, you got to cement your legacy. Look, just take it in the moment. I think they're going to win. I look at the matchups in the series, and I see Westbrook, now insert Kyrie Irving. A lot of the same player. I see Durant. I don't care if you insert LeBron or Love there. We'll just insert Love there. Love's a better rebounder. Durant's a more explosive scorer, but Love scores too. Okay. Now we get to the third spot. Who's the third spot? I still haven't brought LeBron James name into it. He's the guy they can't cover. Because now you really do have to cover the other two guys. Ain't J.R. Smith and Waiters, Deion Waiters are pretty much the same kind of player. I mean, this is a team that Golden State just struggled with. Well, they've got that one additional element that Oklahoma City didn't have. And I think Cleveland is going to win it, and I think they'll win it in six. I think they'll win it on their home floor. But cementing his legacy? He's won two. He's won the Olympic gold medal. Cement what legacy? It's just, what, because I deem that this will cement your legacy? I deem that this will do it. I think it would be an incredible sports moment if he did it. Cleveland hasn't won a championship since 1964 with Jim Brown and the Cleveland Browns when they beat the Colts 27-0. And yes, I watched the game on TV that day. I was only 6 years old at the time, but I watched it. I was almost seven. But, let me throw this out there to you. What is Jim Brown's? I just mentioned the Cleveland Browns. What's Jim Brown's legacy, Sean?
Greatest football player that ever lived.
How many championships did Jim Brown win in his career?
I'd say either zero or one.
The one I just mentioned. One. Yet his legacy is unparalleled in the game. He won one. Well, somebody gonna look, you know, because Jim Brown, when he played in the 1965 championship game, they lost to the Packers, I want to say 23-12, up at Lambeau in the slop. If we had ESPN back then and the media culture of today, well, you know, Jim Brown, I mean, he really needs to win this game to cement his legacy. There's none of that ridiculous talk back then. Now, there's more media covering today. And you have 24-hour outlets to talk about all these things. I mean, does Sidney Crosby need to win this Stanley Cup to cement his legacy? You know, when you do stuff like that, you forget. Let's go back to Cleveland now, LeBron James. Kevin Love had never been in the playoffs until last year in his career. Kyrie Irving, until last year, had never been in the playoffs in his career. What, you don't think it would mean something to them to win a title? Does Russell Wilson need to cement his legacy by winning another one? I mean, Peyton Manning needs to win this to cement his legacy. Well, who's in charge of that? Can we find, where's the committee in charge of legacy? Anybody know where the committee is? You know, we're kidding about the Indianapolis 500. Mario Andretti won one. I always love when I read, he's only won one. He only won one. Right. Do you know how hard it is to win one? Okay, look at the race on Sunday. That's how hard it is to win one. All those stars in the race, no, didn't win. Look how long it took Dale Earnhardt Sr. to win the Daytona 500. It's hard to win. And different standards for different people. I mean, what's the legacy of Ted Williams? Ted Williams never won the World Series. He was only winning at 200. But you didn't have the multi-tier playoffs that you have today. Williams would have been in the playoffs six or seven times in his career had they had the current playoff system. We get into, in my opinion, too many ridiculous conversations. That's one of them. Well, he needs to win this to cement his legacy. Really, is there a legacy committee? Do we need to go to them, find out, petition? How's my legacy doing? And what would it do for Tony Romo to win one? Probably do a lot to win one. But Peyton Manning has to win multiples. Well, and, you know, let's not forget, like, defensively, who's been on his team and, you know. We live in a weird, weird sports world sometimes. And part of it is you're always searching for topics to discuss. Obviously, issues come up, like the Baylor issue last week. And Baylor, by the way, to go off on a tangent for a moment, did the right thing and hired somebody outside. To me, hiring a member of the staff or bumping a member of the staff up, when you're not sure, at least based, because that 13-page report has no names in it. There are no names in that 13-page report. Art Briles may have been removed as head football coach. Ian McCaw is resigning as athletic director. Ken Starr has been moved. But do you realize that McCaw, Briles, and Starr, their names do not appear in that 13-page report at all, anywhere? And considering we don't know what names are actually physically involved in this and which ones aren't, moving up a member of the staff, and I mentioned about Phil Bennett last week, I said was not a good idea. Hiring Jim Grobe is a good idea, at least for the time being. And Grobe is 64 years old. Okay, this is not, you know, this is not one of those 15-year appointments they've made. But you get stories like the Baylor story, which can dominate. You need an opinion. You need to have some perspective, a foundation. You try to tell people they need to take it one step at a time in going through this. You can jump to some conclusions because of the fact that at least one, if not a couple of the women who were victims of this have spoken out. And you can see how some of this was handled. So you get topics like that. So obviously you're going to topic like that. Okay, analyze the Golden State series. Analyze the Cavaliers. Analyze the Penguins and what Crosby did. The speed of last night's Stanley Cup final game was tremendous and great for the game. That's analysis of something we just saw. Matt Leon and I are going to talk a lot about the Phillies coming up here in the next half hour. Kenny Albert and I are going to talk about the Stanley Cup final and a little bit about him, too. But then there are other times where you have come up with these filler topics.
You know what? Sean Carey needs to cement his legacy by being on the Steve Jones Show. Well, the check marker goals there, huh, Sean?
Didn't take too long.
I mean, what's next? Becoming a suit?
Either that or host my own show on WMLP downstairs. I'm not sure what'll be next. Shouldn't say that too loud.
They'll put it opposite this show. You'll win the ratings.
I should have done this
a long time ago. But, I mean, I don't like talking about what I perceive to be absolutely irrelevant topics. Now, yeah, there are certain topics that are fun. Hey, who's the better third baseman, Mike Schmidt, Brooks Robinson? Okay, that's fun, whatever. But, like, when you get into these, I'm going to seem like I'm an incredible person of depth, and I'm going to talk about needing to win to cement the legacy. Huh? What? God, that's hard enough to win one. Realize all the stuff that has to go right to win one? Believe me, I've been around teams that have, in my career, that have struggled to win. So I know how hard it is to win. And that does enter into my perspective on what I think is a silly and irrelevant topic. Okay, we'll take a break. Matt Leon, next half hour. Kenny Albert, final half hour today on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
If you thought 100 years in business was impressive, SMC is going to show you 101 is even more spectacular. Through the end of May, Sunbury Motors Ford is going to sell 101 new Fords by discounting every new Ford to the lowest price possible. Plus, give you more for your trade. And they're even open Monday, Memorial Day from 9 to 1. SMC is where you want to be if you want to choose from 42 new Escapes starting at $18,880. SMC is where you want to be if you want to choose from 85 new F-150s starting at $23,749, saving you up to $11,400. SMC is where you want to be if you want 0% financing for 72 months on Focuses, Fusions, Edges, Escapes, and Explorers. Now is the time to take advantage of Sunbury Motors' goal to sell 101 new Fords in May. 101 vehicles sold means you'll save more money than ever before. Sunbury Motors and the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury. Selling more cars and satisfying more customers for 101 years.
Cable TV down, they're estimating 2.2% in June from a year ago, and the average network is seeing its penetration drop by 3%. That's according to an article in Broadcast and Cable Magazine. Fox's networks are doing actually decently. Disney and Viacom have been hit the hardest. Viacom networks averaged a 3.6% decline, with the country music television network down 5.8%. Meanwhile, for Disney, here's a shocker. ESPNU leads the way at 4.2% being down. ESPN networks, by the way, are down 3.6%, but ESPNU is down 4.2%. There's nothing on there. Fox did okay. They've actually had some networks grow. FXX, Fox Deportes, FXM, that's their movie channel, and Fox Sports 2, which I don't get. Do you get Fox Sports 2?
I do not. I'm on, no, not on my cable at home. No.
Okay. No, neither do I. But evidently, their viewership was all up. 119 networks measured by Nielsen, 31 were up in the June estimates, according to Broadcasting Cable. So, it's an interesting trend. It's why, but again, if you're, for example, your Fox Sports 1 or your Fox Sports over-the-air Fox, you have to put your money into a big sports contract. You have to. Because, again, this is not built around the TV part of it. Is not built around talking head shows. I mean, honestly, do you really care what there's? I mean, I'm not demeaning anybody's work. You got to put out a show. You got a half hour. You have to do a show. So you got to work hard to do it. But in reality, do people really care what X and Y think about a certain topic? Now, on our Facebook page, a lot of people seem to care what Sean thinks. A lot of the criticism of what Sean thinks, for some reason, is coming from this person known as the suit. It seemed bitter. Oh, stop laughing, Sean. Matt Leon, next half hour, final half hour, Kenny Albert.